Welcome into our studio. I'm Eagles insider Dave Spadaro with Eagles rookie defensive back Blake Countess. And Blake, had we had this conversation 2 weeks ago, I would have asked you about the draft and the weekend that you had. But it feels to me like it's a million years ago, and you're an NFL player now. And I want to talk about what's happening right now. Does it feel like that to you, that it's just gone by? And
It's been such a, I wouldn't say long process, but it's been so fast-paced. Everything is, it's really flown by. Since the draft, and the draft seems like decades ago now. So
yeah, describe the day. I mean, I've seen kids go through this. I have a sense, I'm not sure the fans quite understand just how much things change when you get to the NFL.
Well, you know, for the rookies, it's very structured. And we have early mornings, late nights. But I'm having fun. You know, I'm having the time of my life right now, and I'm learning a lot. And that's the biggest thing, is just to keep learning, keep getting better every day.
Is the level of kind of intensity what really separates college football from the NFL? I mean, you kind of have to bring it every day in the NFL.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, if you develop great habits like that in college, then it's not really a big deal. But it's definitely a job now. You can feel that. And you're expected to know your job and do your job to the highest level every day. So
tell me how you're doing. How do you feel you're coming along?
I think I'm doing well. Like I said, I'm learning. I'm getting better every day. It's definitely an adjustment, just learning the defense. It's a lot of similar scheme, but a little different terminology. So just to know that terminology and be able to, you know, get out there, and when things start moving, you can really apply take what you've learned we call it the classroom, or really the film room, to the field. So,
Blake, you've played cornerback. You've played safety here. I think you're kind of a bit of both at this point, right? The Eagles want you to learn both the cornerback position, the nickel cornerback, and then also the safety spots. Is that the way it works?
Yes, sir.
And so does that involve just voluminous amounts of information that are coming into your brain?
It does, to a certain extent, but expectation is for everybody in the back end to know what everyone's doing. You know, we are one unit. So, you know, even the guys that are strictly safeties or strictly corners, they have an idea. They know what's going on, too. So in our room, we learn the whole defense. Everybody knows what everybody's doing. So it's not that I have to learn more than another person, but I just have to be able to rep at different positions.
And on the field, how is it in terms of just the tempo of practice versus what it was like in college?
Well, you know, coming from Auburn, we had a fast-paced offense, so it was fast-paced practice. But it's definitely intense. You know, the thing that's really different for me is special teams. In college, it's kind of, I wouldn't say it's, I don't know how to say this. The special teams periods in college are not nearly as intense as they are now. So that's definitely a big difference. You know, special teams is a phase of the game, as we all know. But it's taking a completely different level.
Hey, man, jobs are won, careers are made, special teams win and lose football games.
Absolutely.
So I guess that's the big difference here.
Absolutely.
And, like, have you really had time to kind of spend some under-the-wing time with Malcolm Jenkins or Rodney McLeod just to kind of see how they do it? Is there a point in time where veterans and rookies are really able to kind of work off each other?
Oh, absolutely. As most people may know, Malcolm is always in the film room. So, you know, if you can get in there and get in there with him, you know, he's going to coach you up just like, you know, he would coach himself up, or a coach would coach you up. So just to be in there with him, if it means staying after a few minutes, because, you know, he's going to watch the film, then that's what has to be done. But, you know, it's definitely time for that. You just have to kind of go seek it out. He's not going to come to you, you know what I mean? But if you're willing to learn, he's willing to pass along some.
Have you felt comfortable, Blake, just kind of working in to the locker room and staking your claim and saying, hey, I am here to win a job and to be a great football player?
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. And it's a fine line between, you know, staking your claim and you know, being a rookie, being seen and not heard. But I definitely feel comfortable. You know, I feel like I'm in a great place, great opportunity, and I'm looking forward to it.
I wonder this. With you guys, you know, you spent so many months preparing for the draft physically and then also mentally. You have to go to all these interviews and get poked and prodded, and you know, you're not necessarily eating the greatest food because you're traveling so much.
Right.
Do you feel like you're in great shape, or are you working into great shape? Does that period of time before the draft allow you to be in great shape?
Well, you know, it's funny because my dad asked me that question after my pro day. You know, and it was kind of two phases that I went through. There was pro day shape, and then there was camp shape. And I don't think anybody's in camp shape just yet, but you know, to go from pro day shape, my dad asked me, are you in the best shape of your life? I said, you know what, probably not. Because we go into pro day and we're training for speed-specific things, and we're not really trying to tax our bodies too much, but we're trying to peak at a certain time. So you're in great testing shape, but you're not in great on-field practice shape. So it's different. And, you know, for me, we had an early pro day. It was March 7th. So I got to come home and really train and just get in shape, like actual practice shape. So, you know, I think that helped me a lot, just have that whole month of March and even the month of April, too, really before the draft and before I got into Philly. So.
Is what they do conditioning-wise here different than what you did at Auburn?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? In what way? Like, what kind of stuff are you doing?
The 60s is we're running 60s now, and we never really did that. It was more gassers and hundreds, but now we're running 60s, so it's kind of a shorter burst, but it's a little bit more intense.
When you're watching yourself on the field, and you're looking, are you do you like what you see?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay, yeah.
And it's never perfect. No one has a perfect practice, but you know, I'm liking what I'm seeing. Like I said, I'm getting better every day. I'm learning. There is an adjustment. But I'm loving, you know, I'm loving my time.
And what do you do when you leave NovaCare? Tell people what you do.
I go back to the hotel and I study my playbook and really sleep. You know, we get out of here probably 5 p.m., get back to the hotel around 5:30. And there's not a lot of time. You know, your dog tired from the day. And you know you have some things that you have to go over, something you didn't understand. It's on you to get it right. So just kind of going through a checklist every day when you get home, and then I'm normally asleep at 10 at the latest.
What are the weekends like?
The weekends have been quiet. You know, I don't have a car here. Don't really know anybody. So, you know, my roommate Alex McAllister does have some. He does have some family in Philadelphia. So we did get to get out. I did have a cheesesteak.
How was it?
It was great, actually, okay. From D'Alessandro's.
Excellent place.
And I'm a bowler. I'm a big time bowler. So you know, this past weekend I went to South Bowl.
Nice.
Had a great time.
Nice, just to get some blow off some steam,
yeah.
And just get back to being
absolutely
back. That's great.
Yep.
Well, I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.
A couple more weeks to go here in the OTAs, and then a big break between then and training. What will you do during that break?
I'll train. I'll probably take a few days off, and then you know, get right back at it. I told you that camp shape is a little different,
yeah.
And that's something you have to prepare for. So.
I mean, you must look forward to hitting somebody now.
Absolutely.
It's a matter of like getting the pads
absolutely.
On and hitting.
It's been a while.
Blake, good luck, man.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for joining us in the studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.